Let's look at the scriptures today from Nehemiah 11.
1-4.
And we will read as we come to the different points.
我哋喺唔同嘅地方就会读到嗰啲嘅经文。
Let me start with this story.
我咁样开，由一个故事去开始。
You know, a man was in trouble.
有一个人系遇上麻烦。
He was arrested by the police for something he did wrong.
佢系俾警察捉咗，因为佢做错咗某啲事。
And then he was on bail, and he went to the church, the Catholic church in this case, and he confessed to his priest.
咁佢就被放咗出嚟，然之后就去到一间天主教嘅教堂，去到神父面前。
And the priest had not seen him for a long time.
咁嗰个神父系佢好耐冇见过嘅。
And so he came and he confessed before the priest. He says, "Father, I'm going to change my ways."
咁佢就去到神父面前就讲：啊，神父啊，我就愿意去改邪归正。
And the father was surprised, and so he asked, "Have you finally seen the light?"
咁个神父就话：你系咪终于见到光明啦？
And he replied, "No, father."
咁佢就回应就话：唔系啊，神父。
I felt the heat.
我系俾警察盯得好紧。
You know, people will admit to their wrongdoings only when they are caught.
有好多人系会系喺佢哋被捉到、被揭发嘅时候，先至会承认佢哋嘅错。
Others will be inspired like the Israelites when they encounter God in a revival.
而其他人就却会喺遇见神，好似喺呢班以色列人咁样遇见神嘅时候就复兴。
And I say before that revival is God's visitation in a person's life where he encounters God through the scriptures.
复兴是神通过经文进入我们生命里面，与我们相遇，感动我们改变行为。
And it inspired him to want to change his life.
而感动他去改变他自己的生命。
You see, the Israelites have encountered God earlier than we have seen.
以色列人就系喺之前嘅经文就睇得到佢哋点样遇见神。
And they then committed themselves to God to obey His law.
然后就委身俾神去继续去遵守神嘅律法。
And now when we come to chapter 11, they began on another matter that is important to them as a nation.
当去到十一章嘅时候，就见到有另外一件重要嘅事情，系对整个国家都重要嘅。
That is rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
就系重建耶路撒冷城。
Because this is the city of God where He resides.
因为呢个就系神嘅城，系佢哋所居住嘅。
And the city is not just a place, but it is where God's people also dwell.
而这个不单是一个地方，而是神的子民居住的地方。
And so let's read verses 1 to 4 first. Spencer, can you read for us?
现在就一起去看11章1至4节。百姓的首领住在耶路撒冷，其余的百姓祭签，每十人中使一人来住在圣城耶路撒冷，那九人住在别的城邑。凡甘心乐意住在耶路撒冷的，百姓都为他们祝福。以色列人、祭司、利未人、尼提宁和所罗门仆人的后裔都住在犹大城邑，各在自己的地业中。本省的首领住在耶路撒冷的记在下面，其中有些犹大人和便雅悯人。犹大人中有法勒斯的子孙乌西雅的儿子阿他雅，乌西雅是撒加利亚的儿子，撒加利亚是阿玛利亚的儿子，阿玛利亚是示伯提亚的儿子，示伯提亚是马勒列的儿子。
Thank you. You know, one of the results of the exile caused Jerusalem to be underpopulated.
被掳呢件事就让到耶路撒冷系变得人口短缺。
And then we know there were three returns.
我哋知道有三次嘅归回。
First under Zerubbabel, second under Ezra, and then now under Nehemiah.
第一次是跟着所罗巴伯，第二次是跟以斯拉，第三次是这里尼希米。
But the city is still underpopulated.
但这个城仍然是人口短缺。
And so after the revival, they decided to bring people to settle in Jerusalem.
在复兴之后，他们决定将人带在耶路撒冷那里居住。
And so they cast lot to choose a tenth of the people to settle here.
咁佢哋就祭籤，係揀當中十分之一嘅人係去呢個耶路撒冷城居住。
And in verses 3 to 24, you have the whole list of people.
係三至二十四節就有好多人嘅人名。
4 to 6, they talk about the children of Judah.
四至六就講到猶大嘅人嘅子孫。
7 to 9, the sons of Benjamin.
七至九節就講到便雅敏嘅子孫。
10 to 14, the priests and the Levites in 15 and 18.
十至十四節就係嗰啲嘅祭司，跟住十五至十八節就係利未人。
And then the rest in 19 to 24.
十九至廿四節就係其餘嘅人。
And interestingly, if you were careful in reading, you'll find that in verses 6 and 14, this man was described as what? Man of standing.
如果仔細去睇嘅話，第六節、第十四節就有提到有一個字係形容勇士或者聲譽良好嘅人。
Other translation in English, they use the word valiant, mighty man of valor.
有啲英文嘅翻譯本就翻譯為勇士或者大能嘅勇士。
Which stresses the courageous strength of these people.
係強調呢啲人嘅力量。
But NIV, which I just said, they translated man of standing.
但係 NIV 嘅譯本就係講到話係聲譽良好嘅人。
Is actually emphasizing on their character.
就是集中讲到他们的品格。
You know, to be courageous or to be, have to have courage, you need strength as well as you need character.
要有勇气的话，是必须要有力量，也都要有品格。
But character is more crucial.
但品格是更加重要。
Because without it, especially godly ones, you actually can do more harm with your strength.
但当没有品格的时候，尤其那些敬虔的品格的时候，你是会危害更大。
And you see this in people who are notorious.
可以见到是，譬如是一些的是臭名昭彰的人。
They have courage.
他们很勇敢。
But when they don't have good character or godly character, they can use their strength to diminish and destroy people.
但是他们有，但是他们没有那些好的品格或者敬虔的品格的时候，他们就会用那些力量去伤害人。
And so you need both, but character is still more important.
因此两者都需要，但是品格是更加重要。
And there's a lack of such men of courage and character in this world.
但在这个世界上面很缺乏一些有勇气的人或者有品格的人。
We see this in politics.
我哋喺政坛度睇到
，we see this in government officials
喺啲政府嘅官员嗰度睇到
，and sometimes you see this in the church，
甚至乎可以喺教会嗰度睇到
，where they will make promises and they don't keep it，
佢哋立下啲承诺但系冇履行出嚟
，they say or do things in private while in public to do another thing，
佢私底下讲或者做一套，公开场合又讲或者做另外一套
，but good people with godly character。Are consistent in either public or private.
但良善嘅人或者敬虔嘅人，佢哋喺无论喺私底下或者系公开场合，都系表里一致。
They are what Jesus says. Their yes is yes and no is no.
就系耶稣讲嗰种是就说是，不是就说不是嗰啲人。
You know, such courageous and godly people are hard to find.
呢啲有勇气而又有敬虔嘅人系好难揾。
Especially in a world where everybody wants to be the nice guy.
尤其在这个世界上面，个个都想做好先生。
And want to look good to others.
做好人，好好睇睇咁样。
And so if you find them, you don't want them.
如果找到这些有勇气敬虔的人的时候，你就不会想要他们。
You won't welcome them.
你不会欢迎他们。
Because they rock your boat.
因为他们这种人搞乱了你习惯了的环境。
They will challenge your claims.
他会挑战你所讲的
whether it's good or bad，
无论是好或者是他会挑战你们所讲是印证是真定是假。
And our claims must be challenged。
我们所讲出来的，他们就会去挑战。
Because a lot of time our standard for good and true are often corrupted by the world。
因为我们对于真和善的标准是被这个世界的标准所蚕食。
You know our yes can be yes no。
我们的是就可能是是或者不是
，just like our no can be no yes to.
可能我哋嘅话答不嘅时候，就可能系又不又是。
No direct answer to your question.
冇直接嘅回答个问题。
And they try to please everybody.
佢哋尝试嘅去讨好所有嘅人。
And protect themselves by those kind of answers.
而用呢啲嘅答案去保护自己。
And that's why the prophet Isaiah says they are like filthy rags.
咁因此，以赛亚先知就系觉得佢呢种人就系好似污秽的衣服。
You know, courageous character is important because without it, it is hard to make sacrifices.
有勇气嘅呢种品格系好重要，因为冇呢种品格就好难去作出牺牲。
Because my first point of the evidence of a person who is truly changed is.Sacrifice or sacrificial.
因为第一点，一个已经有所改变嘅人嘅特质就系有牺牲嘅精神。
Because without courageous character, you will not be willing to pay the price to speak and do what is right.
因为没有勇气又没有品格嘅时候，就唔会付上代价去做啱嘅事。
Especially in this kind of world we live in.
尤其喺我哋现今嘅世代。
And especially as Christians, we are supposed to be gracious and loving.
尤其喺基督徒，作为基督徒，我哋应该系满有恩典嘅，亦都系有慈爱嘅。
But look at Jesus.
睇耶稣基督。
How he dealt with the religious leaders.
佢系点样去对嗰啲嘅宗教领袖
？These people who are supposed to know the law.
宗教领袖应该识得呢啲律法。
But Jesus 同佢哋冇客气。Oh, I interpreted for you. And look at Jesus when he dealt with the ordinary people who needed him.
但亦都睇到耶稣去点样去同平凡嘅人、一般嘅人去相处。
He was generous and gracious to them.
佢系满有怜悯嘅，亦都系满有恩惠嘅对待佢哋。
When people accuse them, he saved them.
当人去指责他们的时候，耶稣就拯救他们。
He was ungracious to the hypocrites and gracious to the helpless.
耶稣是对那些伪善的人是没有恩典，但是对其他的人是有恩典。
And this is the true nature of God.
这个就是神的品格的真实的品格。
Where justice and truth triumph over evil.
公义和真理就胜过罪恶。
And we should be practicing it.
而我哋亦都要咁样实行出嚟。
And then we read the stories, you know, when we read the story about them casting lot, we need to ask the question, why?
我哋亦都系睇到当佢哋祭签嘅时候，我哋就问自己点解要咁做呢
？Why don't they let the people choose?
点解唔由得啲人自己拣呢
？And there are very practical reasons for it.
咁有好实际嘅理由。
Because The city has a limited space.
因为那个城有限的地方。
And second, the city is where the temple is, and they need priests and Levites to be living there so they can serve in the temple.
第二就是这个城里面有神的殿，咁要需要有利未人和祭司在里面服侍。
And then there are people and plenty of them.Who likes to live in the city because of the conveniences and the attractions that the village does not have?
而亦都有好多嘅人系中意住喺城，因为城镇系比较方便，同埋有好多嘅嘢喺入边。
And so, do you see this very clearly in China, right?
喺中国好容易见到，系咪
？Everybody is coming to the big cities from the villages.
大家都去城市嗰度去住。
Even when they know that the children cannot go to school there because they don't live there.
但纵使他们知道那些的儿女都不能够去读书。
But that's why that's the practical side of those reasons.
这个就是那个实际的原因。
But however, this does not mean those chosen did not have a choice.
但佢就并唔代表嗰啲被拣咗出嚟嘅人系冇选择。
Because verse 2 uses the word volunteers.
因为第二节嗰度讲到甘心乐意。
Because that tells you that even though they may be chosen, they still have a choice to accept or reject.
这个就讲到是虽然他们被选了出来，但是他们仍然有选择去接受或者拒绝这个的拣选。
And they were commended in verse 2 for doing, accepting it.
他们是被祝福，因为他们甘心乐意地接受。
You see, to volunteer means you have to make certain arrangements and sacrifices.
去甘心乐意地做一件事，是 要去作出牺牲，要做一些事去准备。
And moving has a lot of things that you have to sacrifice.
而搬迁、搬屋是可以有些事去牺牲。
You know, I moved 5 times, including from Singapore to here. 5 times.
我搬屋搬了5次了，包括由新加坡来到这里。
And I know what it is that we have to give up every time we move.
我很清楚每一次搬屋的时候要放弃什么。
And even my children can tell you they have to make sacrifices when we move.
我的儿女也都可以告诉你，每一次搬屋都要牺牲一些东西。
And one of the things they have to sacrifice is their friends.
其中一样就是要放弃他们的朋友。
And that's why they are not keep too close with their new friends now.
因此，佢哋對於新嘅朋友，佢哋唔敢去太過同佢哋緊密嘅關係。
Because they know the pain of being separated from their friends.
因為佢哋深知道分離嘅痛苦。
But now they are grown up, they don't have to worry.
但係佢哋現在大個啦，佢哋唔使擔心啦。
Yeah, they can choose their own friend, and they can move wherever they like or stay wherever they like.
佢哋可以自由嘅去選擇朋友，亦都係揀住嘅地方。
And my wife can tell you that she has to give up.Certain things to move to.
我的太太也可以告诉，每一次搬屋，她都要牺牲一些东西。
You know, when we moved from Santa Barbara, she had a good job in a Christian counseling center.
当在 Santa Barbara 的时候，我太太有一个好的工作，在一间基督教辅导中心。
And she was trying to build her career after she graduated from her graduate school.
咁喺呢个毕业出嚟之后，就继续系喺度去建立嘅事业。
So when we moved to Toronto, one day I asked her, I confessed to her in some ways. I say, you know, I should have let you establish yourself before I leave.
咁我就同佢坦白咁讲，我离开Santa Barbara 之前，应该系让你去建立好事业先。
And so I asked her, why didn't you stop me at that time?
咁我问佢，点解你当时唔制止我呢？
And she says this.
咁佢就咁答。
Which touched my heart.
咁就係令我好觸動嘅。
And that's why I love her.
咁就係點解我愛佢。
She said, "You know, all these years, I always put God first."
你知嘛？咁多年嚟，我都一定擺神喺第一位。
Over anything else.
係擺神喺第一位。
And when in Toronto, especially when I'm shoveling snow.
咁喺多倫多，當我鏟雪嘅時候
，I also ask myself, "Why did I move?"
咁我就问自己，点解我要搬屋呢
？Because if I stay in Santa Barbara, you know, it's so good life there.
如果我留喺 Santa Barbara， 就生活得好舒适。
In fact, if I stay on, I will be a millionaire now because my house will cost the price, the worth will go up to the same price when I bought.
如果我留喺 Santa Barbara， 我嘅屋嘅嗰个价值就会好高啦，已经成为百万富翁啦。
But it is interesting that every time I become comfortable, God make me move.
但每一次当我安逸起上来的时候，神就去驱使我去搬。
But each time, as I look back, I still have the choice to stay.
但当我回顾的时候，每一次有这个搬屋的机会，我都有个选择去不搬。
I just ignore everything that's happening around me.And treat my ministry as a job.
我就係去將嗰啲嘅所有其他東西去排除，然之後當我嘅事工係一份工作。
And if I do that, I'm actually serving myself. Thank God.
如果我係咁樣選擇嘅話，咁我就係侍奉自己，而唔係侍奉神。
And I know I will never be satisfied just doing a job.
而我知道我自己永遠都唔會滿足，淨係當份工咁打。
Because God has called me to to use all that he has given to me in training and experience to serve him and his church.
因为我知道神是给我的训练和经历去侍奉神和他的教会。
You know, I often ask theological students who are going in or who are already in there, and even pastors, when I meet them, I say, share with me how God called you into the ministry.
咁我就同啲神学生或者系啲牧者去讲，去叫佢哋分享一下神系点样呼召佢哋进入事工呢？
Very few can tell me explicitly how God called them into ministry.
很少人能够明确咁样话俾我知神系点样样去呼召佢哋进入事工。
And I believe very strongly that if you have never been have such a calling from God, you will treat your job.Treat your ministry like a job.
我是很深信，如果没有被神呼召的话，那你就会将你的侍奉当是一份工那么打。
And when you treat your ministry like a job, you will seek like the people who are working in the world seek.
如果是当侍奉是一份工那么打的时候，那就会好像出面翻工的人一样。
You will look for higher pay, you will look for higher position.
寻求更高的薪水，更高的职位。
But if God truly calls you, He will let you have them if He thinks you deserve them.
但若果神是真正呼召你的话，那他就是真的会呼召你，而是配得上去这个的事工。
You know, I once had a conversation with a group of church leaders.
我有一次跟一班的教会领袖去倾谈。
It was a simple conversation.
是很简单的对话。
And it ended up.Actually, they coming to me and ask me to consider coming to serve with them.
最后是竟然是让去呼召我去问下我去成为他们的牧者。
I asked them, what role do you want to call me to be serving in your church?
咁我就问他们，咁你想呼召我去喺你嘅教会嘅点样嘅地方去侍奉呢？
Because they were looking for three pastors in that church.
因为他们是当时找紧三个牧者。
And the person who talked to me told me, oh, I got to go back to them and ask what position.
咁同我倾嘅嗰一位，佢就话啊，我要问一问先至答复你。
And obviously they have not talked about it at all.
好明显佢哋系冇去倾过。
And they came back to me and says, we want you to be our senior pastor.
之后就回嚟就告诉我，我想去呼召你去做主任牧师。
You see, not only God will give it to you, but God's people will affirm their calling.
不单只是神会去给你，而且神的子民是会确认这个的呼召。
You don't have to look seek for it.
你是不用自己去寻找的。
You know, I remember the first time I became a senior pastor of Edmonton Chinese Alliance Church, it was also given to me on my lap.
而在我记得在 Edmonton Alliance Church 那里去侍奉的时候，那个的那个侍奉岗位都是就咁系俾过我嘅。
It's not I asked for it, I didn't expect it, but it came to be mine.
我冇期望嘅，亦都冇去专登寻求嘅，系佢自己临到。
You see, when you sacrifice, you don't think about all these things.
当你去肯牺牲嘅时候，你就唔会去咁样谂其他嘅嘢。
You just want to be in the center of God's will.
你只不过系想喺神嘅旨意嘅中心。
And so the people were willing to be chosen.
因此那些人就愿意去被拣上。
They accept that being chosen.
接受了神的拣选。
But how would you respond if you were one of these Israelites who were asked or chosen to settle in Jerusalem?
如果你是这一班是被拣选去要住在耶路撒冷城的以色列人，你会怎样回应呢？
Especially your friends and your relatives in that village are so close with you.
尤其你那些朋友，你那个村庄入面的人是已经跟你很熟。
Probably you will say, why should I move?
可能你会说，为什么我要搬啊？
Why not him?
为什么不是他搬啊？
You know, most people don't like changes, most people don't like to move.
很多人不喜欢改变，也都不喜欢搬。
Unless they have no choice.
除非他们没有选择。
Unless they don't have a job.
除非他们没有工作。
And I'm sure some of these chosen Israelites struggle with the idea of moving.
我很肯定有很多这些被拣选的人也都是有所挣扎。
But yet they move.
但是他们仍然选择去搬迁。
because they were inspired by the love and mercy of God in their encounter with Him in the Scriptures.
因为他们被神的爱和怜悯所感动，就是透过在经文里面去看到。
How He brought them back also from the exile.
神如何将他们从秘掳那里救回来。
Any move, any change requires sacrifices.
所有的搬迁，所有的改变都是有所牺牲。
And so is with the rebuilding of Jerusalem.
而重建耶路撒冷也都是有这些牺牲。
And likewise, if you want to rebuild a church, it requires sacrifices too.
而重建一个教会也都是要有所牺牲。
And most people would not be willing to make them.
而大部分的人都不愿意作出这些牺牲。
Especially when you live in the times where everybody wants the cake and eat it.
而当尤其是当每一个人都想分一杯羹的时候，
they are not willing to pay for it even.
而亦都唔想去付出。
Because of that, this whole entitlement spirit that we live in here today.
因为今时今日系有一个系觉得样样嘢都系理所当然、应当拥有嘅一个文化。
You know, when I think of this, I think of if Jesus thought like us today.
我思想到呢度嘅时候，如果耶稣系用我哋今日世界嘅谂法去谂
，we will never have the gift.Of salvation.
我们就永远都不会有救恩这份礼物。
You see, the hardest sacrifices to make for us today is our comfort and our security.
今天我们最难作出的牺牲就是放弃舒适和安稳。
And this is all appeared in our excuses that we give.
这个就是在我们所给的很多的藉口里面见得到。
I don't have the gift.
我没有才干。
I don't have the time.
我没有时间。
I don't have the money.
我冇金钱。
Because all these things all spell comfort and security.
因为呢三样全部都系意思系指到有舒适同埋安稳俾自己。
But honestly, how many of us have them?
但老实嚟讲，系有几多人有呢啲咧
？The gift, the time, and the money.
才干、时间同埋金钱。
But whatever we have.We are willing to make those sacrifices. That is more crucial.
但无论有几多，我哋都系最重要嘅，就系我哋愿意去为主去咁样牺牲。
You know, a changed heart will have no problem making those sacrifices.
一个有所改变嘅心系唔会有问题去为神去作出牺牲。
If you look at the early missionaries,
如果睇早期嘅宣教士。
They don't have the gift, they don't have the funds, they don't have anything but just themselves to give to serve God.
他们没有才干、时间或者是其他的支持，但他们仍然去选择去侍奉神。
If they wait until they have all these things, the gospel would not have been preached to all parts of the world today.
如果他们等到有才去传福音的话，那福音就不会好像现在这样临到各地。
But today, missionariescan choose where they want to go.
但今天的宣教士是可以选他们去哪里。
Many of those in the early days, they just trust God to lead them.
早期的宣教士是完全信靠神去带引他们去哪里。
And they go to the poorest part, most unhygienic place, undeveloped places to preach the gospel.
他们去到那些最穷困、最没有卫生环境最差的地方去传扬福音。
Where the poorest people live.
最穷困的人就是住在那些地方。
You see, the Christian faith is founded on sacrifice.
基督教的信仰是建基于牺牲。
In the person of Jesus Christ who sacrificed himself for the gospel.
是耶稣基督他自己的牺牲，是为到福音的缘故牺牲自己。
The cross is a symbol of suffering and sacrifice.
十字架是受苦和牺牲的记号。
And Jesus himself tells his disciples to pick up their crosses daily to follow him.
耶稣告诉他的门徒去每一天去背起十字架跟从他。
It is a call of denial. It is a call to sacrifice.
是呼召他们舍己，是呼召他们的牺牲。
You know, Jesus got, although Jesus did tell his disciples, wait for the gift.
虽然耶稣有告诉门徒去等候父的应许。
in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 4, he asked them to wait.
在使徒行传一章四节那里，他是叫那些门徒去等候。
But the gift he is referring there is not about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but the gift of the whole, the gift was the Holy Spirit himself.
这个的应许 是圣灵自己。
And we need the Holy Spirit.
我们是需要圣灵。
To give us that courage and the strength to serve sacrificially.
让我们有勇气和力量去有带着牺牲精神这样去侍奉神。
You know, Peter, before he had the Holy Spirit, what happened when Jesus got caught? He ran away. He denied him.
彼得在圣灵降他身上之前，他就耶稣，他是离弃耶稣，他是否认耶稣。
But after, when the Spirit came upon him in Acts, he preached his first sermon eloquently and courageously.
但当圣灵是充满他的时候，他就是第一次的讲道是流畅地充满勇气这样去讲第一次的道。
You see, it's not the gifts that we need, but it is the Spirit himself that we must seek in order to be courageous to make those sacrifices for the Lord.
不是那个的圣灵的恩赐给我们要而是我们要需要等候圣灵去亲自的和我们去给我们有勇气和力量去有牺牲精神去侍奉神。
Then you won't play into the system of the world.
咁我哋就唔会按着世俗嘅标准去做事。
But you will serve faithfully and truthfully, sincerely our God Jesus Christ.
而系忠心嘅、诚实嘅咁样去侍奉神。
And the second evidence, that of grace or graciousness.
而第二个嘅就系恩惠。
You know, there's let me ask Spencer to read for me first.
是第二 25-36节。至于村庄和属村庄的田地，有犹大人住在基列阿巴和属基列阿巴的乡村，底本和属底本的乡村，叶甲薛和属叶甲薛的村庄，耶稣亚、摩拉大、伯帕列、阿哈萨舒雅、别士巴和属别士巴的乡村，洗甲拉、米哥拿和属米哥拿的乡村，钦林门、索拉、耶末、撒罗亚、阿杜兰和属这两处的村庄，拉吉和属拉吉的田地，阿西加和属阿西加的乡村，他们所住的地方是从别士巴直到恩嫩谷，便雅悯人从加巴起住在密末、阿雅、伯特利和属伯特利的乡村，阿拿特、挪伯、阿南雅、夏索、拉马、基他音、哈迭、洗篇、尼伯拉、罗德、阿挪、匠人之谷，利未人中有几班曾住在由大地属于便雅悯的。
Thank you. Here it talks about those who live in the villages.
这里就讲到住在村庄里面的人。
They are not chosen.To live in the city.
他们是没有被拣选住在城当中。
They came from all walks of life.
他们有很多不同的背景。
There were nobles, there were religious, there were ordinary people.
有贵胄，有宗教人士，有平民。
And they accepted graciously that they were not chosen.
他们是很有恩惠、有恩典地去接受他们没有被拣选住在城。
And submitted to the fact that they have to live in the surrounding villages.
信服在这个的事实就是他们要在周围的村庄那里去居住。
They are listed in the place they live and by the names of their families.
他们按照他们住的村庄的名和他们的家族的名去列出来。
It is not mentioned how both sides felt, whether one side felt that way or the other side felt this way.
圣经没有记载到两边的人是感觉如何。
But it won't be surprising that some of those chosen in to live in Jerusalem would wish they had. Sorry, some of those who were chosen not to live in Jerusalem would wish they were chosen.
但唔难想象，有啲冇被拣选住喺耶路撒冷嘅人都想系住喺耶路撒冷城。
While the chosen might wish they were not, as I mentioned earlier.
而同时亦都有啲系被拣选嘅人，可能都会觉得唔想被拣选住喺耶路撒冷。
And the main reason, as I've stated before, is that because cities are very attractive.
而主要嘅原因系之前都有讲过，城市系好有吸引力嘅。
They draw people to them.
吸引人去嚟到城市居住。
Especially the young.
尤其系年轻嘅人。
You know, my daughter loves Toronto because it's a big city.
我的女儿喜欢多伦多，因为是一个大城市。
That's why she stayed there and she don't want to live with us.
因此她就去留在那里，就不想跟我们住。
And when my children, they came here, they say, this place is so boring.
当我儿女来到这个地方之后，她们就说这个地方很闷。
It's different from Toronto.
跟多伦多很不同。
You know, people want to visit or live in big cities.
人们是通常都是喜欢是住在大城市。
People go to New York and Tokyo,to visit those big cities.
而那些人去到纽约、东京就是去看大城市。
Do you see people going to North Pole and South Pole?
有没有见到人是住去北极、南极住呢？
Their favorite destination for holiday?
他们去旅行最想去的就是那些地方。
And cities are attractive because this is where the jobs are found.
城市是很有吸引力，因为那些地方很多工作。
And this is where the money are to be made.
而是可以在那里赚钱。
Beside the attractiveness and the conveniences.
而都是有很多方便和很漂亮的地方。
You know, when we first came to Canada, we compare Canada, the city that we lived in, with Singapore, and we say they are so backward compared to us in Singapore.
当我们刚来到加拿大的时候，去比较我们住的城市和新加坡，就真的觉得加拿大这个城市很落后。
It takes half a day to open a bank account.
半日的时间才开到银行户口。
Whereas if Singapore you do that, you will be without a job as a teller.
如果在新加坡这样做，那间银行的职员就一定是会被炒鱿鱼。
That's how efficient big cities are.
大城市就是这么有效率。
But both, whether they chosen or not, and they think the way they think may be different, but when they are thinking like that, they are just as self-centered like each other.
无论是哪一个的想法，当他们想有这样的想法的时候，就是一个顾住自己想法的，是自我中心的想法。
Because all they want is.What is good for themselves?
因为他们只考虑到是对自己的利益。
And self-centeredness considers oneself more important than another.
而自我中心的时候就会觉得自己重要过其他人。
And so they cannot be gracious.
因此他们就不能够很有恩典这样。
They cannot be generous.
他们也都不会慷慨。
Paul says in Philippians 2 verses 3 to 4, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.
腓立比书二章三到四节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Rather in humility value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others.
只要全心谦卑，各人看别人比自己强，各人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
See, a humble person will consider others.
一个谦卑的人是会去考虑其他人。
And they will act sacrificially.
他们会是有带着牺牲精神这样行事。
And not only look at their own interests.
而不是只是单单计算自己利益。
You know, a young man called his mother very excited and said, Hey, I just met the woman of my dream.
一个后生仔就打电话给他妈咪，就很开心地说，啊，我遇到我梦寐以求的女子。
Like mother, you will be happy your son tell you that I got a girlfriend now, right?
作为妈妈，如果见到自己、听到自己儿子有一个嘅女朋友，都会好开心，系咪
？So the mother advised him. He said, "Why don't you send her flowers and invite her to a dinner, a home cooked meal at home in your apartment?"
咁嗰个妈妈就话：你点解唔去送花俾佢，然之后邀请佢你个 apartment 嗰度去食一餐住家饭啊
？And so he did.
咁佢就咁做。
And then the day after, the mother called to see how it went.
之后一日，妈妈就打电话俾儿子。
And so the son said, "Mom, the evening was a complete disaster."
咁个年轻人就话：妈妈，嗰一晚咧真系完全失败。
It was horrible.
真系差极啦。
So the mother asked, "She didn't come."
咁佢妈妈就话：佢冇嚟啊。
He replied, oh yeah, she came over all right.
咁個年輕人就話佢有嚟。
But she refused to cook.
但佢唔肯煮喎。
That's what it means by looking out only for your own interest.
呢個就係顧住自己嘅意思。
See, as sinners, we are saved by grace.
作為罪人，我哋係被蒙恩得救。
But we constantly struggle with this tension of self-centeredness and self-sacrifice.
但我哋恆常喺自我中心同犧牲自己呢兩樣嘅中間掙扎。
Another story.
另一個嘅故事。
You know, a husband went on a business trip.
丈夫从公干回程。
So this time he went for quite a long time.
佢就公干咗好耐啦。
And so he came and he was on his way back and he stopped at a store to buy his wife a gift. He thought this would make her happy.
回程嘅时候，佢就想为太太买一份礼物，去氹佢开心。
So he asked the store clerk.
咁佢就问个店员
，How much does this perfume cost?
呢樽香水几多钱啊
？And the sales lady says $30.
店员话三十蚊。
The man looked at her and exclaimed in disbelief, "For that little bottle?"
咁佢个丈夫就话三十蚊咁细樽。
Can you show me something cheaper?
你可唔可以俾啲 cheap 嘢我睇下
？Sure, she replied.
咁佢就回应。
And she pointed to the mirror there.
佢就指向墙边块镜，叫佢照下自己。
Scripture is a mirror.
而圣经系一块镜。
It shines out for us who we really are.
佢会照出我哋真实嘅一面。
And looking into it, we will see our own true colors.
而喺经文入边，我哋会见到自己真实嗰一面。
You know, we often like to ask the question, "Can you do it?"
我哋有好多时候问呢个问题：你可唔可以做啊
？But when you think about that question, it is actually a question of choice.
但你细心谂嗰个问题，其实系一个选择嘅问题。
Because can means you also cannot。
如果话可以，意思系你都可以答唔可以。
And I suggest to you, if you want to ask a question about sacrifice, change it to will you do it?
而我就去建议去问呢个问题嘅时候，去改个问题，反而系问你愿唔愿意去做。
Both are choices。
呢两个都是选择的问题。
But the will forces us to say yes or no.
而愿不愿意就是逼我们去答愿意或者不愿意。
And when we say no, that means we are not willing.
而我们答不的时候就表示我们不愿意。
We really don't want to do it.
我们是真的不愿意这样做。
We don't like to do it.
我们不喜欢这样做。
Can is okay, if I feel good, I'll do it. You know, if I don't feel good, I don't do it.
可唔可以做就好似视乎心情咁样答。
It's a lesser tone，
系冇咁强嘅气。
But will confronts you whether you will do it。
但系你会唔会愿意做，就系一个强嘅语气去对质。
And so ask yourself the question。
咁样去问自己呢个问题。
Will you change your life？
你愿唔愿意改变你嘅生命呢？
If you say you truly love God,
如果你声称是自己爱神的话
，If you truly say you want to follow Him,
如果你是去讲自己会跟从主的话
，Then you will be willing to sacrifice. Then you will be willing to deny yourself and treat others better than yourself.
咁你就会去有牺牲精神，会是看别人比自己强，亦都会是愿意牺牲。
And we are very short of this kind of people in the Christian kingdom today.
而喺基督嘅国入边，我哋好缺乏呢一种嘅人。
Because our life has become too good and too comfortable.
因为我哋嘅生活系太过好，太过舒适。
And through church history, you find that only when the church is persecuted, they grow.
而喺过往嘅教会的历史，我们看得见教会被逼迫的时候才会增长。
But when they are not, they just grow fat sideways.
但当是平平稳稳的时候，就只不过是向横发展。
And so my challenge to you is do it for the Lord Jesus Christ.
而我挑战大家就是去为主耶稣基督而去做。
Live a life that is truly changed.
活一个生活是真的被改变的。
Be true to your name as a Christian.
是要配得上你自己基督徒的这个名。
And not just live as though you have not changed at all.
而不是好像你完全没有改变的这样是继续过活。
And may God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
When we say yes, God will enable us to do it.
当我们说愿意的时候，神会是给能力过我们去做。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
亲爱的天父，我们求你给赐给我们每个人你的圣灵，帮助我们有那个胆量来为你做见证，牺牲和愿意放低自己来跟从你。我们这样祈祷是奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。